to follow video instructions and walks you step by step through the process.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or of the station. They're my views. And, well, this next 15 minutes are going to be the views of Charles Key, who's going to be with us. Can't be with us the full hour, and he would be under different circumstances, but something's come up. I appreciate his being with us at all. Charles, thank you so very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate everything you do.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about, of course, the movement I know that you're working on down there in Oklahoma to try to, of course, begin to get states' rights, to have the states say we're not going to go along with these programs in Washington, D.C., and perhaps to keep us up to date on what's going on with the other state governments. You must be in touch with people elsewhere across the country where the state legislators are trying to do something. Now, for our listeners who don't know Charles, he is a member of the legislature of the state of Oklahoma. So you pick up the story and you keep us abreast of what's going on from your point of view and across the nation.
Well, we filed the 10th Amendment resolution last year and got it passed out of our House of Representatives, and it didn't get a hearing in the House, and refiled it this year, and it passed the House. It's now passed the Senate yesterday on the Tea Party Day when we had about 5,000 people at the Capitol. It passed while they were there, and now it's on its way to the governor's desk, probably in a couple of business days, he'll have it to sign or not sign.
Well, now, basically, what does this resolution say?
The 10th Amendment resolution says it recognizes the Constitution as the supreme law of the land, and it specifically states what the Constitution does and what the 10th Amendment affirms, and that is that the Constitution, being the supreme law of the land, also specifically states what authorities, what rights that the federal government has been given by the people in the states, what responsibilities they've been given, and that they have no others other than those specified in the Constitution. Further states that they've violated that Constitution over and over and over again, and that they are to cease and desist violation of the Constitution and get back in their role that the Constitution of the United States specifically spells out.
Well, you know, that's not going to be very popular with the legislature, the Congress, because, of course, they are intentionally violating the Constitution, but they have to do that to get all the money, you know, so they can get reelected. And certainly, you know, if we were to limit the power of the federal government, it wouldn't be so desirable to be a federal legislator if we were to restrict them to the limits in the Constitution. What sort of response do you think that if this the governor signs this and it becomes an official physician of the state of Oklahoma, what response are we going to get from Washington, D.C.? Because nobody wants to give up power.
Well, I think we're going to get a lot of same kind of response we've gotten for a long time. They just ignore us. They just do what they want to do. But I think some of them are going to start taking notice. You know, it's interesting, I'm a Republican, but our federal Republican legislators, most of them have been acting like, I don't want to say acting like Democrats, but they've all been acting pretty much the same way with the exception of, you know, a few of them up there. And all of a sudden now that the Republicans have blown it, they've allowed the Democrats to take over the House, the Senate, and the presidency, they're starting to act like conservatives again. So some of them are starting to say that they support the Constitution. They opposed these bailouts and this excessive spending when they supported it for the last number of years. But I think what we're going to see happen is we're going to see some start to give lip service to the Constitution. But whatever they do, it doesn't matter. We're not interested in them giving us lip service or just giving them this notice of the 10th Amendment. This is much like a landlord telling a tenant that they have violated their agreement and that they better correct that problem or they're going to get expelled.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Representative Charles Key from the legislature of the state of Oklahoma. And Charles is a friend. We've been known one another for many years. And basically, he's told us that the House there and now the Senate of Oklahoma has passed a Tenth Amendment resolution. And the Tenth Amendment basically says that the power is not specifically given to the Congress or the United States by the states. It are to be reserved to the states and the people. So basically it's saying the federal government's doing a lot of things they shouldn't be doing. And that, of course, has passed both houses of the legislature. It's going to the governor. We'll have to wait and he signs it. But what do you hear from other states? Now, certainly we know that there's been a lot of talk about New Hampshire, but are some of the other states doing exactly the same thing?
There are a lot of other states doing exactly the same thing, and I just had a call from a South Dakota senator who is an author of a Tenth Amendment resolution. He said they were going to hear it, I believe, on the Senate floor today, and I haven't heard the results of that, but they've already passed it in their House, and he was hopeful and going to try to get it passed in their Senate. So states are filing, they're passing this legislation, and they're bringing stronger legislation. And I can tell you that the Tenth Amendment resolution and bills like it are just the first thing we're going to start correcting a lot of these unconstitutional problems that the federal government has created. They're bankrupting our nation. They're destroying our whole concept of freedom. And we're going to start reversing that and fix it because they obviously don't have the will to do it or the desire to do it.
But I think what you're really doing, of course, is expressing the will of the majority of people. We saw all across America yesterday these so-called tea parties, people demonstrating against the taxation. But even more than that, I think people are really concerned because of this massive expansion of the government control, their effort to monitor people, to have video cameras on every corner, their effort to try to force people to carry identification cards or ability to monitor telephone calls, even without a warrant, as they do under Project Echelon. And when people begin to put all of these things together, the GPS monitors in their cars, the satellite surveillance of people in America, supposedly those satellites were to monitor the wicked, of course, Russians, and now we're finding why they're monitoring the law-abiding, peace-loving, patriotic Americans and watching us from space. I think a lot of people are concerned. Don't you sense this, Charles?
Oh, yes. We had at least 5,000 people at the state capitol, but we had another 20 events just in our state. Tulsa had, I think, 3,000 or 4,000. And, of course, everybody's seen the news of what went on all over the country.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back with... Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, Charles is just saying that they had a great turnout there at the Capitol there in Oklahoma, but in Tulsa they had 3,000 or 4,000 of people, and all across America yesterday, people were demonstrating because they're sick and tired of this move towards ever more power with the federal government and the restriction of our freedom and the fact that there are a lot of people in Washington, D.C. who hate veterans. We saw that. Charles, did you see that directive that came out from the Office of Homeland Security yesterday where they talked about the danger of veterans coming back from, you know, Iraq or Afghanistan as if somehow they were second-class citizens and a threat to our society?
Yes, I did. As a matter of fact, I passed it out with a cover letter from myself to every House member on the House floor today, this morning, and we are now having drafted a resolution to repudiate that document and scold the Homeland Security Department for issuing that report.
I mean, I think somebody ought to be fired. I think the person in charge of the Office of Homeland Security ought to resign, you know, because to insult the veterans that way, and see, Napolitano said, oh, well, we really shouldn't have said those nasty things about the veterans. If there's anything in the report where it's a reference to the veterans, that was wrong. The whole report was wrong. It criticized people who were pro-life, who believe in marriage. It targeted literally half the people in the United States as potential terrorists, you know, because we want to maintain our freedom. I mean, I really hope, of course, you're going to get a, a resolution passed that's going to condemn the people who did that and demand they be fired?
Yes, I think, I have no doubt that it'll pass the House. It'll probably come up this next week sometime.
Well, that's great, Charles. Well, I'm so glad you're down there getting the information out, and hopefully, you know, you obviously must have a very, very a receptive legislature to have gone as far as you have. And it looks like they're doing everything in Washington, D.C., just to antagonize the populace.
Well, yeah, and I think we're probably going to see more of this. And, you know, they're going to try to force their ideology down our throats, but they're going to have a hard time in Oklahoma, I can tell you that. And they're going to have a hard time in some other states. People are upset about it. You know, we take our freedoms very seriously here in this state, and I know most people do across the country, and we're not just going to give it up.
Well, I certainly applaud you for it, and certainly, you know, Oklahoma. I know that New Hampshire, Live Free or Die. Well, have you had any contact with any people in New Hampshire?
I've talked a little bit with some people in New Hampshire, and I wish we had that slogan ourselves in our state. I love that.
I really do too. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our audience before we let you go?
I really don't. If anybody from Oklahoma is listening, or anyone else that cares about this 10th Amendment resolution, that is willing to, if you're in Oklahoma, call our governor, email him, write him, go down to the state capitol, visit his office, and tell him that you would like him to pass, sign this bill, H.J.R. 1003, the 10th Amendment resolution.
All right, fine. Well, thank you very much. I hope your dad gets better, and please keep in touch with us. If anything else comes up, be sure to let us know.
I will do it. Thank you.
God bless. Okay, fine. Well, of course, that was an assemblyman or legislator, and Charles Key of Oklahoma, a good friend we were fortunate to have with us. Anyway, we're going to have open lines for the next 45 minutes. We thought that Representative Key would be able to be with us, but apparently his dad was in the hospital, and so he was there on his cell phone. At least he was gracious enough to be with us. So if you're out there, our number is 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Oh, I'm sorry. That's the number for the last hour. The number for this hour is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. We have so many telephone numbers and so many networks that we do programs on. It's hard to keep them all straight. For the last hour, it was the other number. I'm not going to put it out again because I don't want to confuse you. This hour, it's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Would like to know what you are thinking and how you feel about what's going on. And certainly, of course, I think that they're creating a lot of diversions that take our attention off the very real threat, the internal threat to our country, which, of course, is this conscious effort to collapse our economy. I talked to bank manager at a bank here in Santa Cruz today, asked about getting a loan, and she told me that it's very difficult to get a loan today, that their bank doesn't want to lend money on homes because, well, certainly one of the problems with homes is you may lend money on a home now, you may have a 20%, you know, the down payment on that, and of course, ordinarily that would be fine, but with, of course, the house prices dropping 6 months from now, that house could be worth less than the mortgage on it, and the bank might get stuck. So basically, what really, if you don't have, and she told me, if you've got the money in a CD, you got the money on deposit, we'll be glad to lend you money, but we have to have security. Well, my goodness, if I had a CD or I had money in the bank, why would I want to borrow money? And of course, the difficulty is that they certainly are not, of course, doing what really should be done, that the banks are not lending. And the reason they're not lending is because the Federal Reserve has done everything they could to block lending. Now, they're not going to tell you that. But for the first time in history, the Federal Reserve is paying the banks interest to deposit their reserves with them. And so the banks, being uncertain, and of course, they'd far rather, of course, and know their money was secure, they're depositing it with the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is doing this intentionally to dry up lending. Why? Because this whole thing is a scam. They want the contraction now. They want the chaos. They want people to lose their homes. They want people to lose their jobs. This is how you create chaos in a nation. And that's exactly what they're doing today. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And let's go to Russell, who's calling in. And he wants to talk about the Columbine shooting. Hi, Russell.
Hi.
Go ahead.
I saw that an article in the USA Today paper yesterday, I think it was yesterday, or the day before, and it basically, I know I sent you an email with a link to it, I don't know if you've read it yet, but it basically debunks everything that you and all the other experts that you've interviewed and what Alex Jones has interviewed. They're basically saying that these guys weren't involved in any satanic worship. They weren't on Ritalin or Prozac or anything like that. Or, you know, they were just, you know, a couple of crazy kids wanted to pull a stunt.
Well, Chris, you have to understand that there is an organized effort here in the United States on the part of high government officials to cover up satanic ritual abuse, to cover up the satanic covens. There's actually a division in the FBI, and you have anybody, of course, who comes out and starts talking about satanic organizations or satanic crimes, they'll send somebody out to say it doesn't exist. It's the same thing with the satanic ritual abuse and the dissociated personalities. There was an organization created in the early 1990s called the False Memory Syndrome. And who did you find in that organization but the leading CIA psychiatrist? Why would the leading CIA psychiatrist be there saying, well, there is no false memory during the satanic ritual abuse or government ritual abuse? Because they don't want the public to know. So obviously this is a planned article. Russell, I would completely ignore it.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what I thought so too. It threw up a red flag in my mind saying, you know, here we go again. The news media, the FBI, everybody involved, the police, are all engaging in this continued cover-up. That they don't want to look the facts. They don't want to listen to the real experts. They just want to tell people that satanic worship doesn't exist. You know, kids don't get involved in Satanism. They don't. They're not affected by these psychotropic drugs. They're not psychotic. You know, things like that. And if we just throw more money into the system, we can prevent these type of things.
We have this young man, of course.
Same old story all over again.
This young man who committed a terrible crime in Virginia last year. You remember he was the student. He was on psychotropic drugs. No. They're not going to tell you about the CIA program that has destroyed the mind on Ted Kaczynski. There's actually a book written on it. And he went into a government, a CIA program that designed to destroy his sense of right and wrong, his sense of values. And little wonder then the Unabomber went around, of course, killing people, a victim of government mind control. But you're never going to see that covered on 60 Minutes.
Yeah, the officials in Virginia knew this student was over the edge and he was about to crack, and they did nothing to prevent it.
In fact, not only that, but after he'd killed a couple of students, they didn't lock down the campus. They assumed that after he'd killed a couple of students, he'd left the campus, so they didn't do anything to stop him. What sort of madness is that? In Columbine, they refused to send the police in for a good long while. And of course, I think it was Kathy Burnell. The family wrote a book about how Kathy was into Satanism. And they were going to kill her because she had left the satanic cult that Klebold and Harris were involved with. So don't believe most of what you read in the newspaper. Just keep listening to Radio Liberty. We'll do you the best we can to bring you the truth. Sometimes we get disinformation, but not very often.
Could I ask one more question?
Sure you can.
I don't know if it was a year ago or 2 years ago, but you interviewed a man that came across a book that he found in an old bookstore.
It wouldn't be, of course, the Coming Battle by Mr.
Not sure
Wall.
If that's it, but someone you interviewed said the book that he read basically predicted the two Boer Wars and World War One. Was that the same book or was that a
No, I think that was different. There's a book written by H.G. Wells called The Shape of Things to Come. and there, of course, but that was written in the early 1930s. He was talking about the Second World War, and then, of course, he was talking about the third triad of New World Order that have to do with the meeting in Basra. Hey, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hang on there for just a moment. Okay, Russell, do you have anything else you wanted to say?
No, that was it. I was kind of curious about, I can't find the interview, or I can't remember who you interviewed, about predicting the Boer Wars. And
I really don't recall the Boer War part of it. Actually, the man who wrote the book is Paul Walter of newsreviews.com, and you could go to their their email site and ask him, but I don't remember that specifically, although the book did talk about the coming battle between the banks and the people.
Right.
And believe me, it's going on today. This whole scam is being carefully engineered by the banks. And, of course, the most amazing thing is we're told, certainly by the Secretary of the Treasury, Henry Paulson, that the financial system was just totally locked down. There was no lending. Nothing was happening. And yet, of course, if you look at the earnings that are coming out for the first quarter of this year, why, Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase made larger, profits than ever before. How could that be if the whole world financial system is locked down? They just never tell you that, do they?
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much, Doctor. I'll hang up and let somebody else call.
God bless. Thanks so much. And let's go to John calling from Idaho. Hi, John. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I sure appreciate your show. I haven't talked to you in many years, but I continue to listen to your program.
Well, I'm glad to have you listening, and it's good to hear from you. What would you like to talk about?
I have a question about something that you mentioned several weeks ago. You said that you had a list of approximately 15 books. You said that is the top 15. And I wonder if you could run through that list.
Well, I think it really is the top five books. And the top five books are Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, written by Professor Carol Quigley, because it goes into the secret society that Cecil Rhodes created that became the Council on Foreign Relations. In other words, the Council on Foreign Relations was organized in 1921 as a front for the Round Table, which was a front for Cecil Rhodes' secret society. And, of course, that's a wonderful book because it shows how all of the international finance ties into Cecil Rhodes' secret society and how these people actually encouraged Adolf Hitler and how they control both political parties here in the United States. By that, I'm talking about the banking establishment. But it's all there. If you haven't read Tragedy and Hope, you need to. And then, because the second book would be Fire in the Minds of Men. And Fire in the Minds of Men was written by James H. Billington, who is a liberal professor. He was a college professor, but then he became the curator of the Smithsonian and, more recently, the Librarian of Congress. And this goes into the secret societies. And, of course, he talks about the French Revolution. Really is the first in a series of revolutions that were lead up eventually to the Russian Revolution and the Cuban Revolution. And he traces this all the way back to the time of Pythagoras, and then he follows it through up until, the Illuminati and, of course, the Masons and the Jacobins and all the various secret societies behind the French Revolution. And then, of course, you get into the revolutions in the 1870s and the Carbonari, and you get, of course, into the Revolution of 1848 and the League of the Just, which was a secret society that financed Karl Marx. It's a wonderful book, except the fact that it completely ignores the fact that the Illuminati came to America and the Masonic influence here. But then, of course, Dr. Billington couldn't very well get into that. He's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the Council on Foreign Relations came out a Masonic organization. Hang on, we're going to be back here in just a moment, and we'll go along with the rest of this.
Okay.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our telephone number, it's going to be open lines, but welcome your calls, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We have John calling from Idaho. He wanted to know what the 15 best books were in my library. Well, we've got probably 20,000 books. And I really don't have a top 15, but I do have a top 5. And the first one was Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. The second one was James H. Billington's Fire in the Minds of Men. Now, we don't make hardly anything at all for even carrying the book, but we do it because we want you to be able to get hold of it. It's a wonderful book that goes into the background of this world conspiracy that's been going on, and according to Dr. Billington, you can trace that movement back to the time of Pythagoras. That was, what, 500 years before Christ was born in Bethlehem. And then, of course, we have he traces it up through the Cuban Revolution. Then I think the third book would be Constance Cumby's Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, because that will begin to introduce you into this world occult movement. And without an understanding of that, it's very, very difficult to fathom what's going on unless you understand the spiritual forces that were at work behind Cecil Rhodes. In fact, his whole movement, what Professor Quigley really missed when he wrote the book, was the fact that there was an occult movement behind Cecil Rhodes and the secret society he created, and the various front organizations. They all tied into the Society for Psychical Research over in Great Britain, and many of the members of the various levels, the Society of the Elect, the Association of Helpers, the other front groups for the Cecil Rhodes Secret Society, came out of the occult. And only by understanding the occult can you understand that they have their people planted in banking and at every level of our government today. So certainly Constance Cumby's Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow is vitally important. And then the book Foundations, Their Power and Their Influence. And certainly I believe that this is an important, a very important book. We've kept it in print for the last 20 years. I maybe have one or two cases left, but it goes into the findings of the Rees Committee that investigated the great tax-exempt foundations back in 53 and 54, and found out that the Carnegie Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, and certainly the Ford Foundation were financing communism and socialism. Why would they do something like that? Well, eventually you begin to find out that these are simply phony. Communism doesn't work. They know it doesn't work. But they financed communism in Russia since its inception. It would have collapsed long ago if it hadn't had constant infusions of finance and technology from the West to keep it going, because we needed an enemy. And, of course, communism in Russia and in China and in Cuba were the finest enemies money could buy. Of course, you get in the background of Fidel Castro, you find out, and if you haven't yet seen my interview with Ambassador Earl T. Smith, he was a billionaire who was very gracious to allow me to come to his beautiful home in Palm Beach, Florida in 1980. And he will tell you on that DVD that the State Department and the CIA intentionally brought Fidel Castro to power, knowing full well he was a communist. But we can't let the American people know that. We're told, oh, we keep trying to assassinate him, but our CIA is just so incompetent they can't do that. Don't believe that for a minute. If they wanted to kill him, they would have killed him when he came up here to one of the UN meetings, or they would have hired somebody to kill him, as they did, of course, with Jack Ruby. How did they get Jack Ruby to kill, Lee Harvey Oswald? They told him he'd be tortured to death and his family would be tortured to death if he didn't do it. That's sort of an offer you can't refuse. Working to verify that from a book called Double Cross, written by the brother of the head of the mafia that gave the orders to Jack Ruby to kill Lee Harvey Oswald. The book is Double Cross and it's still available up on the internet. You can get the copies. But so those are the four, I think, are the best books that we have. And then I really believe that my little book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and I hate to toot my own horn, but I think it's probably one of the finest books, to a brief book to introduce people into the occult forces that are at work within our society. Another very important book is Manly P. Hall's book entitled The Secret Destiny of America. We do carry that on a special list. We want people to read it because he tells that for 3,000 years, secret society has been working to bring about this one world government, and America was to be the place where this one world government was to be established. Manly P. Hall was a Luciferian, and of course he was the mentor from Franklin Delano Roosevelt and many of the other people who were very prominent at that time. But his books, and we carry a number of them, The Lost Keys of Freemasonry, Lectures on Ancient Philosophy, and, of course, The Secret Destiny of America, The Secrets of All Ages, vitally important. Hang on there. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. This is Dr. Stan back here, and we have John on the line, and he was asking about the five best books, and I think that's a good place to start your library. Have you read any of them, John?
Yeah, matter of fact, I got some from you, and I have about half of those.
All right, so, fine. Well, this is a good place to start, and of course, I will tell you another very good place to go is those three DVDs that we keep talking about. The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning, Riddles in Stone, and The Eye of the Phoenix. And, of course, I'll have to admit I have a little part in all of them, but the basic philosophy is the most carefully kept secret in America. And that is at the time the United States was founded back in 1787, why there were two forces here. One was the Christian force, a very powerful force, but the occultists were here. They were working, and they've always intended to use America to bring about this one world government. Today, they are in total control of our government. People do not understand that the Trilateral Commission, which is founded, in my belief, in the occult, and this occult desire to create a one world government, totally controls successive administrations. It is not simply by accident that since 1976, when both the President, Jimmy Carter, and the Vice President of the United States were members of the Trilateral Commission, that in every successive administration, either the President and or the Vice President of the United States has been a member of the Trilateral Commission. Do you honestly believe that could have happened by accident? And, of course, up to the present time, neither Obama or Sidney Biden are members of the Trilateral Commission, but they have 11 people from the Trilateral Commission in key positions in their administration. In fact, General James Jones, a four-star Marine general. We actually have this from the Council on Foreign Relations, so it's just like from the horse's mouth. General James Jones actually gave a talk in February at the Munich Security Conference where he says, I get my orders every day from Henry Kissinger and to Brent Scowcroft and Sandy Berger. Now, Henry Kissinger is one of the initial members of the Trilateral Commission. Henry Kissinger is certainly one of the major architects of everything going on. He's a member of the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, the Council on Foreign Relations, and Henry Kissinger is giving orders. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. We've got guest John calling from Idaho, and I was just commenting how our system really works. And if you doubt this, we do have the article. We'd be glad to send it to any of our listeners who gets anything from us. But basically, it's an article that came from the Council on Foreign Relations. So it's just like from the horse's mouth, from the very center of power here in the United States. And it simply quotes a General James Jones, a four-star retired Marine general who is the director of the National Security Council, the chief advisor to the President of the United States. And he got up at this meeting and he said, I take my orders every day from Henry Kissinger. We have a chain of command in the National Security Council, and I take my orders from Henry Kissinger through Brent Scowcroft and Sandy Berger. Of course, they're both members of the Council on Foreign Relations. So, I mean, here you've got Kissinger, the Republican, advisor to George W. Bush, and certainly the Secretary of State and head of the National Security Council under the Reagan administration. Here's Henry Kissinger, of course, going ahead and saying, I take my orders every day from Henry Kissinger. Maybe it doesn't really matter who we vote for. Maybe the same people are always in control. Anything else you wanted to say there, John?
Yeah, just a further note, I think your book is excellent, Brotherhood of Darkness, and I got that some time ago for sure.
All right,
and,
fine.
You had a special on that quite some time ago, a few years ago, where you had it out for a special case lot price. And is there any possibility that you're going to do that again?
Well, I will do that again if we're going to reprint the book. Right now, we've still got a fair number of copies, and the book is actually being brought out by a publisher, and it's going to be in bookstores across America. In fact, I'm going to a book signing in July.
That's excellent.
So, if you want to buy the books in bulk, why, we can give you a real good break on them, because we want the book out. So if you'd like to buy them in, 20 or 30 copies, you give us a call, and we'll give you a real good price on it, okay?
All right, that's fantastic, because that's something I want to put out to our county here. So
okay, fine. Get it out. Get people to understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Hey, thanks so much for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. And, Chris, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Here in the Central Coast of California, we've got Alicia calling from New Jersey. Hi, Alicia. How are you hearing us?
Oh, I hear you very fine, Dr. Stan.
Are you hearing on shortwave or the Internet?
Internet.
All right, fine. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, sir. I just have to say that I found out about you through one of your appearances on the Alex Jones show that you were on, and I've been listening to you ever since, a couple of months, and I really appreciate the spiritual aspect that you bring to the whole New World perspective. And Dr. Stan, you are so knowledgeable. There's no topic yet that I've heard you where you weren't able to come right back with some resourceful information. And I mean, it really helps me to present when I talk to other people, because you provide so much information. So I appreciate that so much, Dr. Stan. And God bless the good work that you're doing.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your words of encouragement. Fortunately, people ask me questions that I know the answer to. Sometimes they'll ask questions and I just have to say, I don't know the answer to that. But
I haven't heard that yet. But my one question I want to ask you, because as I mentioned, I appreciate your spiritual perspective. When you talk about the New World Order, you also mentioned that they want one religion. And we don't hear that too much when other talk show hosts talk about it. And what I wanted to ask you, I was raised as a Jehovah's Witness, and I just want to know, what is your take on Christmas? Because one of the things, as Jehovah's Witnesses, they did not celebrate the holidays, and I kind of respected that, because a lot of them have pagan backgrounds and stuff like Halloween and so forth. And I want to know, what is your take on Christmas?
Well, first of all, there's no question that Halloween is a satanic ceremony. But as far as Christmas and Easter, basically they were actually pagan holidays that were incorporated into the Christian religion. Probably
mm-hmm.
Easter is much closer to the time of the crucifixion of Christ than December is to the birth of our Lord. However, I mean, that really doesn't distract from the fact that I love Christmas, and I love Easter. Yes, they were pagan ceremonies that were incorporated into Christianity, but that doesn't detract from them, because I don't look at them from a pagan point of view. I look upon Christmas as the time when we celebrate the birth of our Lord. And there's people who want to keep, doing everything they can to raise questions and take away the joy of Christmas. They want to take away the joy of Christianity. And there's these wonderful concepts that are there, and the messages that are there, and they want to take away Easter, because of course it was a pagan ceremony in millennia past. But I think that we cannot allow them to take away our joy of Christmas and of Easter. Yes, there is something to be said, and I've heard Seventh-day Adventists expound on this, but they want to take all the fun out of life itself. And when I celebrate Christmas and when I celebrate Easter, and our family does it, we do it in remembrance of our Lord, not of the pagan background behind those specific times, because our Lord was born probably not on December December 25th, but he was born, and he lived, and he was crucified, and he died, and he was resurrected. And we celebrate his resurrection on Easter. I think it's a wonderful time. It has nothing to do with Easter bunnies. Has nothing to do with the Easter egg hunts. But it has everything to do with the Christmas and Easter message, and they're doing everything they can to silence it. So just enjoy Easter and enjoy Christmas, and remember their remembrance of things past, of that wonderful time when our Lord walked on the earth.
Okay.
Anything else you'd like to ask, Alicia?
Dr. Stan, just thank you so much. And I had sent you an email about the conference coming up, and hopefully, God willing, I'll be able to attend it in October.
Well, I hope you can. That's October 25th. I think. Please, appreciate you putting a plug in for that. And October 25th, and we've already got this signed up. Dr. Blaylock will be here. Tom Horn is going to be here talking about the very spiritual forces that are at work. Dr. Blaylock will be talking about medical issues. Incidentally, we have a great DVD he did at the last conference called Vaccines and Brain Development. And what people don't understand, that they have mercury in the vaccines. They have aluminum in the vaccines. They have other things in the vaccines that are toxic to the brain. Why would you give that to a child? And why would you give the influenza vaccine, which doesn't do a bit of good, to a pregnant woman in the first trimester, what will do the maximum amount of harm? Because I think they want to destroy the minds of our children, and they're doing so much damage. And anyway, it's a wonderful DVD. It's called Vaccines and the Brain Development by Dr. Russell Blaylock, and I certainly commend it to our listeners. But, Alicia, I hope you can get out here for the October 25th conference. And if you're going to come, why, of course, let us know ahead of time. We'll send you information. We've reserved a block of rooms at the Seacliff Inn, which is fairly close by. And it's really it's a beautiful hotel, and it's, we always have a great time at our annual conference.
Okay. Thank you. God bless.
And you, and you too as well. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I will comment that I will be talking, in fact, I'm the first talking speaker on Saturday morning at the Conspiracy Conference. It's going to be held up in the Santa Clara area, and it's going to be on the 5th and 6th of June, Saturday and Sunday. And of course, they've got a good lineup. They've got a lot of good speakers this year. They always have a few people there that I'm a little worried about, but the vast majority of the speakers this year are excellent, and in fact, I think it's one of the best lineups I've ever seen. So if you want more information, we'll have it for you. That's June 5th and June 6th at the Conspiracy Conference in Santa Clara, California. And people come from all over the world. They're going to have speakers many of course have been guests here on our program. Ted Gunderson, who's going to be a guest this evening, will be there. He was in the FBI for 25 or more years, maybe 30 years when he retired. He was in charge of the FBI office in Los Angeles with 700 people working underneath him. But ever since then, of course, Ted has gotten into investigating so many of the things and the cover-ups of people sent to jail who were not guilty, cover-ups of satanic ritual abuse that have occurred. And, of course, now he's been getting sort of on the outs with certain people in the FBI who want to keep their jobs, who have to go along with the official party line that there is no satanic ritual abuse. There are no satanic covens. And there really are, ladies and gentlemen. They're out there, and there are all sorts of satanic crimes. Incidentally, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But remember the son of Sam Killers? And, of course, that was the gentleman who, of course, said that the reason he committed the crime was because his dog told him to. And Sam was the dog. Well, of course, that wasn't true at all. Simply, David Berkovich was part of a satanic cult that was affiliated with the Process Church of the Latter-day Judgment. And there were a number of people involved in the crimes, and the FBI and the government authorities back there wanted to cover it up. Now, there were some people working in the DA's office who wanted, of course, to get to the bottom of it, But there were powerful, powerful forces that wanted to conceal the satanic cult that was really behind the Son of Sam killers. And then, of course, we had Charles Manson, and he also was affiliated with the Process Church of the Latter-day Judgment, and you've never heard about this. We have a great book. It's entitled Satanic Crimes. It's written by William H. Kennedy, and he actually goes into the background of this. And somebody wanted me to repeat the information on Kissinger. All right, I'll do that a moment or two. But basically, the book Satanic Crimes, and we have a four-tape set that goes with that on Satanic Crimes, and you'll learn about, of course, how all of these organizations tie in with Anton LaVey, and of course, he was into Satan. He was a Satanist, but a lot of this was simply showbiz. But there really are satanic people out there. There are covens. They are killing people. But this is constantly covered up. They're responsible for a great deal of childhood ritual abuse. Those of you who didn't hear my interview with Dr. Colin Ross a couple of nights ago, it will be up on the Internet, Dr. Colin Ross. And he takes care of the victims of satanic ritual abuse who have dissociative personalities. Also, many of them are victims of government CIA programs. And, of course, we've talked to Kathy O'Brien, who was also a victim of that. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Somebody wanted me to repeat the information I had on Kissinger for a few moments ago. Well, basically, I was simply quoting General James Jones, and this is accurate. This is not something I just read on the Internet. I got it from the Council on Foreign Relations website, and we'll be glad to send anybody who requested a copy of that article. General James Jones, probably one of the most powerful men in the Obama administration. General James Jones was speaking at a security conference in Munich. It was in mid-February. And he opened his talk by congratulating the people for having given a tribute to Henry Kissinger the day before. And then he commented, he said, you know, I get my directions every day from Henry Kissinger. We have a chain of command in the National Security Council, and I get my orders on a regular basis from Henry Kissinger through Brent Scowcroft and Sandy Berger. Well, because these are all members of the Council on Foreign Relations, now, of course, General James Jones, a member of the Trilateral Commission, why would a four-star Marine general be taking orders from a Republican advisor? I mean, after all, this is a Democratic administration, and General James Jones publicly said, and we have the article if anybody wants to see it, you can simply type in CFR General James Jones and you can pull it down for yourself on the Internet if you'd like, if you have a search engine. Well, General James Jones says, I take my orders every day from Henry Kissinger. Now, of course, remember when George W. Bush was in the White House, a Republican? Why, of course, his behind-the-scenes advisor was Henry Kissinger. Henry Kissinger, of course, was the advisor to the first Bush administration, to the Reagan administration. Henry Kissinger was the man, of course, who was responsible for prolonging the Vietnam War. The South Vietnamese and the North Vietnamese wanted to end the war in 1968. Henry Kissinger didn't want to end the war in 1968. He wanted to prolong it so as many people as possible would be killed and slaughtered. Why? Because this is how we're going to get the people of the world to go along with the world government. And, of course, Henry Kissinger, at least according to the article in West Magazine, and we have the article if anybody wants to read it, Henry Kissinger was a regular visitor at La Bacca Grande, was an occult center where the witches and the warlocks and the shamans and from all over the world come to regular meetings in there. And Henry Kissinger would go with Robert McNamara. You remember Robert McNamara? He was the Secretary of Defense who was in charge during the Vietnam War, where he sent our boys over to fight and bleed and suffer and die. Almost 10 million men rotated to Vietnam. 58,000 of them died. But they were never allowed to win. They could have won the war at any time. Henry Kissinger and Robert McNamara didn't want them to win the war. They just wanted them to go over and fight and bleed and suffer and die. And all during the Vietnam War, of course, we were funding Russia, and of course Russia was funding the North Vietnamese, and the North Vietnamese were funding the Viet Cong, who were killing our boys. But we can't let the American people know that any more than we can let them stop and think about what's going on in Afghanistan today, where the United States government funds the Pakistani military, that funds their intelligence, the ISI, that funds the Taliban, who are killing our boys. It takes a lot of money to fund a organized resistance movement, a guerrilla movement. Where does the money come from? Where do the weapons come from? Who looks after the families of these people? Well, of course, it's being funded by the ISI, the Pakistani intelligence, with money that comes from American taxpayers, and once again, we have the best enemies money could buy. And until the American people begin to see this picture, it happens over and over again. If you haven't read my little pamphlet on the Communist-Capitalist Alliance, that's the Communist-Capitalist Alliance, or if you haven't seen our DVD, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy, where I interview Professor Sutton back in 1980 before he passed away, you need to get that. You need to get my interview with Earl T. Smith, the ambassador to Cuba, who tells you how we intentionally brought Fidel Castro to power, knowing full well he was a communist. Well, we can't let the American people know that, can we? Well, we'll be back in just a moment. If you'd like to give us a call, we have time for one more call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But your job is to get educated and help us educate others. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. It's always interesting when we have our open line programs. And, of course, we would have had Representative Charles Key this afternoon. But, of course, his father had taken suddenly ill. He was in the hospital. And Charles Key graciously was with us for a few minutes, talking about, of course, this 10th Amendment movement. That is just, they passed a resolution in Oklahoma recently. And resolutions are being introduced in states all across America, because people are beginning to realize that we're moving towards a dictatorship, that the government is not obeying the law of the land, which is the Constitution. And, of course, they are actually sending information out now to the police to be careful of people who talk about the Constitution, who believe in the Constitution, who believe we ought to have more state control rather than federal control. And you know what that means. Anybody who is pro-life, who does not want to go along with the gay agenda, potential terrorists. And, of course, the most dangerous of them all are the veterans. And if you haven't read that report that just was put out, it was just released yesterday, we got our copy of it, you need to go on the Internet and get it. If you can't get a copy, you can call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 and get a copy of that report from the Office of Homeland Security, who talks about how dangerous veterans are. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're a veteran and you've been over there, you know how the government feels about you. Well, if you really want to know how the government feels, how the man who advises the head of the National Security really feels about you, or how Henry Kissinger feels about you, you need to read the book The Final Days by Woodward and Bernstein. I think it's on page 96, although I can get you the exact quotation and the page if you want it, where Henry Kissinger said that of course, the military, our soldiers, are stupid, dumb animals to be used for foreign policy purposes. Our military are stupid, dumb animals to be used for foreign policy purposes, and that's how they look upon you if you're one of the veterans. A stupid, dumb animal would go over there and kill or be killed so the men like Henry Kissinger could pursue their ultimate goal, and that is the destruction of the United States, the establishment of a one-world government, a one-world currency, a one-world financial system, and a one-world religion. And we'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up the program right here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. And, of course, Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. John, who'd called in earlier, who asked about the Bible as one of the most important books to read, and certainly I agree with him on that. He was just asking me which books I assumed were important as far as the unfolding of tragedy, but certainly the Bible. It should be the foundation of your belief. And in fact, if you haven't seen the DVDs we have based upon the Bible, the final countdown they put out by Pastor Billy Crone, there are 2 5 DVD sets, part one and part two, of the 10 talks that he gives on the final countdown and the prophetic things that are going on today. We recommend that set. We carry a lot of things that Pastor Billy has done. We actually would like to hear it on CD. We have a 5 CD set. It's called Countdown to Armageddon. It's the first 5 of the 10 talks that he gives, and we'll have the others later. We'll be finishing them up, I think, probably in the next week or so. But we have the first set, Countdown to Armageddon Part 1, and then we'll have Countdown to Armageddon Part 2. So if you'd like to get the final countdown, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. We also have Pastor Billy Crone's talks on creation. That's 10 DVDs, Part 1, Part 2. His talk on Get a Life goes into how he became a Christian. That's just a DVD set. Oh, we've got another 10-part set, I think it is, called, Sydney, Please Don't Go to Hell, I think is the title of it. Anyway, you can call our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, I think you can just ask for the things that Billy Crone has put out. And we've gone over them, and we've picked what we think the most important ones to offer here at Radio Liberty. That's Countdown to Armageddon is the CD, and the DVD is the final countdown. Now, I would point out, of course, that we have this DVD by Dr. Garth Nicholson. It's called Terrible New Diseases, and it goes into the new diseases that have been created that are plaguing so many people here in our country today. And then, of course, we have the new DVD with Dr. Blaylock, Vaccines and Brain Development. We've got another great new 4 CD set on vaccinations, and you need to understand why you should counsel your children, your grandchildren, not to take the vaccines. And it's entitled Vaccine Update 2009. Why are we giving this Gardasil vaccine to the girls when so many of them are having terrible reactions to it? And of course, it's very, very profitable, but I believe, of course, it's going to create all sorts of problems with female fertility and health. And there's not evidence that it's prevented one case of cervical cancer, not one case. It may very well change the pap smears, but, of course, they have no long-term studies of this, long enough to show it's really going to be effective. But what it's doing, of course, is damaging the minds of the children, because the vaccines are designed to produce an anti-immune response, an inflammatory response. And, of course, that inflammatory response gets into the brain. And that's why so many girls have died after they've had the Gardasil. We have a 4-tape set on HPV vaccine. We've got books on vaccination. We've got Neil Miller's little book, Are Vaccines Safe and Effective? His book on autism, which gives you the congressional hearings that you would never read about in the local newspaper because they're censored. And then we have his great big book, The Vaccine Safety Manual. It's about 500 pages with a foreword by Dr. Blaylock. But all of these things are available from Radio Liberty. You need, of course, to know how they're poisoning our children with fluoride. You need to know how they're poisoning us with mercury, and if you have not yet seen the DVD, Mercury Autism and the Global Population Agenda, if you get that, you get a free CD-ROM with thousands of pages of scientific literature there. They know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know that they're poisoning our children and little black children and brown children all throughout the world. Why would rational people do that? Because we're not working with rational people. We're dealing with people who are tied into the loosest trust, who worship a different God. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
You're You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5KU Band.